Archbishop Paul Yugusuk told the VOA that a mobile SSPDF force attacked and looted civilians in the two villages last week, forcing some to flee the area. He says returnees from the refugee camps in Uganda were amongst the civilians who were attacked.
So this incident is really a setback to the church as well as to our people. And so we are not only condemning the incident, but we are really calling upon the intervention of our government that this will not augur well for the forthcoming election. People may not be able to participate fully if this kind of intimidation, harassment, and the torture of our people for no reason.
The Anglican Church says Reverend Sememawa of Angonya Cree Parish Church in Nyori Village was taken to Lasso Military Barracks. The commissioner of Yei County, Agri Cyrus Kanyikwa, says the SSPDF officers were sent to fight suspected National Salvation Front rebels who allegedly stole three motorbikes last week and killed one popular local trader in Ombasi Village. Kanyikwa says the SSPDF forces who were pursuing NAS rebels looted household items, including solar panels and mattresses.
It was those 12 soldiers who actually branched away from the main force to enter deep in the rural areas that did that. And all of them are arrested, they're detained. They're under detention as I speak today. And items that were looted or stolen are all recovered.
He says the SSPDF soldiers also looted clothes belonging to Reverend Hilary Luate Moses, the rural dean of Ombasi Archdeaconry in Mongo.
The people who are fleeing the area are those people who are deep in the rural area where this killing of the local trader happened. They are running back to the town because of the fear of this National Salvation affiliated bandits.
Major General Lul Roy Kwong, the South Sudan People's Defense Force spokesperson, told the VOA that two commanders, a sergeant major and a sergeant, were detained pending investigation. He confirmed that some of the looted items, which include mattresses, were recovered by the army in Yei.
They were locked up because of command responsibility. They did not exercise proper command and control over the force, and therefore they were locked up. And in addition to that, Major, I was directed by the Chief of Defense Forces that he would form a committee that will travel to Yei to meet with members of the clergy that had been affected, as well as carry out an investigation so that the culprits are brought to book.
Samuel Soba, the spokesperson of the Rebel National Salvation Front, told the VOA that he was consulting their military commanders over the incident. Archbishop Yugusuk says the incident could damage efforts to restore peace, stability, and trust in the abandoned villages of Yei County. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.